that's something that often gets overlooked. Like, you could use all these tools, but if actually using them is too difficult for people, you don't get the feedback.
Hi, and welcome to Soundbites. My name is Bill Binch. I'm with Battery Ventures, and I want to welcome our guest today, Chris Kalkin, the CRO of Sensis, a Fivetran company. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, Bill. Happy to be here.
I'm super happy that you're able to come to our event a month ago or so, and it was great talking with you and sharing examples of where you were looking at using AI inside of your business. So I thought you'd be a great guest to come and talk about that today. And to tee you up, this is what we're hoping to get from you. Number one, share a challenge or an obstacle that you were facing inside Sensis that you wanted to be able to solve. Share the tools that you use, the AI tools that you utilize to tackle that. And if possible, and I know this always in an exact science yet, but if there's a way that you're measuring the impact that's been having, we'd love to hear more about what you're doing.
So I think, like most businesses, we're trying to do more with less, trying to generate more pipeline more efficiently, trying to have a higher outbound win rate, trying to reduce churn with fewer employees. And the good part was we had tons of data, right? We have demographic data, firmographic data, technographic data. There's great providers out there now for understanding not only data that you could purchase, but, you know, intent data on your website or your competitors' websites, you know, bring in data from tools like Gong, and obviously bringing in data from your product. But at some point, that data just becomes so robust. It's kind of like, how do I actually use this, right? When you just have the one data point, it's kind of easy to sell around that one data point, but it's just not as effective. If you can bring all that data together and create a contextual story, then it's really, really good. And I think you used to have salespeople really have to do tons of manual research to figure this out. And hopefully you have the data. They might not even be able to do it. But with AI, we kind of are like, why do we need to rely on that manual research anymore? We should be able to accelerate that process and therefore make every go-to-market employee kind of cut that part of the cycle out so they can just be much more efficient in what they do. So we had all this data. We obviously have a cloud data warehouse, Snowflake, and we utilize the tools that obviously we built. So Sensis being a tool that syncs data out of a data warehouse into business systems, and Fivetran, which obviously acquired us, bringing that data from those systems back into the warehouse. You're like, okay, this is something that a lot of businesses don't do, but we've accomplished. And that gives us metrics, and it gives us contacts and information about, you know, who's engaging with us and how they are engaging with us. But it doesn't really make it all usable. You still have to, even if the data is in the tool, you still have to go through and connect all these dots in the tool. One of the things I believe in is nowadays you can turn outbound or cold outbound into inbound. Like, you can use these signals to basically create a lead score and then route that to a salesperson. So it is in their inbox, it is in their queue. They have the context and they can just go reach out to them, and they can do that with a lot of confidence that this potential buyer is qualified and has interest. But there's huge manual work that's been historically needed to do that. So a lot of transformations and really development work that a data team or an engineering team would have to do to create lead scores out of this data. And we're like, this, there should be a better way. So what we did is we looked at leveraging OpenAI and Anthropic on top of our data warehouse data, utilizing a feature that we developed called AI Columns. So it allows you to connect these LLMs directly to your cloud warehouse. And then you write a prompt, just like you would in ChatGPT or in Claude, saying, hey, I want you to look at all this, and this is what makes a qualified prospect, or this is a signal that this account is potentially likely to churn, or this is a signal that this account is potentially likely to expand. You know, this isn't a two sentence prompt. We're talking, you know, a page here, but very straightforward and simple for an operations team to write. And then in doing that, we were then creating that score using all of the data and then packaging it up for whatever team needed it. And so that was, we called it MQAs, marketing qualified accounts, where you'd have an engagement score and an engagement summary. This is why this account scored this way, and this is how you can reach out to them. We had churn risk and churn scores. We did that both routing to the account manager and actually directly messaging the customer if there was something that we saw with their usage that could be improved. We also were able to do attribution summaries. So I don't know if anyone's had the argument with marketing on, hey, was this outbound or was this inbound? With all this data, you can aggregate it and actually tell a story of where this opportunity came from. I mean, for me, that's been gold with CEOs to be able to say, we can really tell the story of where your opportunities are coming from in a very simple way, using this data and using the LLMs. And so all of this gets packaged up and then synced out to the tools that you needed in. And that could be directly to a customer via an email campaign. It could be in Salesforce or HubSpot, could be in a Marketo, could be in a Zendesk or a Pylon for customer support or success. And so what we saw there was just from the MQAs, we increased pipeline generation 15%. We reduced our churn and our self-serve based, honestly, near zero. You know, I don't know that a company that's at a much larger scale will be able to achieve zero, but basically by just looking at these signals very quickly, we were able to get people on the right plans and correct small problems. I reduced our ad spend 34%. So I cut down some spend that we had that was just, it looked effective, but as we were looking at the attribution summaries, we just realized it wasn't, and we were able to reallocate that spend towards more efficient channels. I think the other core component was that our teams just acted way faster. It's hard to measure that. You know, speed to lead was already really good, but this really allowed us to do a lot more with a small team. I mean, we're processing a large number of MQAs with three inside sales representatives. And the other component was we did this with a data team of one person. So this was not big teams, super complex work that we had to do. It was one data team member, one RevOps team member, and myself. And this is obviously we deployed it, and you know, the first prompt we were like, that one's not that good. Let's improve it. But what was so cool about AI was we could do that really, really quickly, and we could make this a really good process fast.
I love this on so many levels, and there's a lot of questions I could ask, but in the spirit of trying to keep it this fairly tight, I will ask one question because there's so much I could go into. First of all, the metrics that you have, it's great that you have, like the ad spend redux and some of the other impact that you had. But I'm curious, what was the reaction? You just said, when you did the first prompt, okay, that wasn't that great. What was the reaction once you got this to what you'd maybe label production status from the team?
It's a great point. Because honestly, when we did that first iteration, right, if you tell salespeople, hey, this is going to be great, and then they get something and it's less than great, then they'll be like, ah, you know, this is a bad lead. And I was very wary of that. I was very wary of getting them something that wasn't good. So I did a lot of personal QA testing on like, how is this going to work? And when we got it there, it was a fit score and an engagement score right next to each other with all of the summary. And the team just was able to use it so easily. So even though they had feedback, it wasn't a pain to use. And because it wasn't a pain to use, they used it and then they said how it could be better. And for me, that's something that often gets overlooked. Like you could use all these tools, but if actually using them is too difficult for people, you don't get the feedback. And so you know, we ended up with this very nice UX, and that led us to actually improve the whole system.
That's great. That's great. Thanks for sharing. Before we do cut you loose, Any other additional items on it? I mean, this covers several use cases, right? It talks about leads, it talks about retention, talks about a wide swath of the go-to-market function. Any other learnings from this that you would share?
I think the first component is don't just go out and try to buy vendors without thinking about how you are going to work with them together. There's a lot of really good vendors out there for providing data. But if they can't integrate with your stack, if they can't provide you the UX you want, if they're going to force your salespeople or your customer success to be in another UI, that's going to hurt your UX and it will fail on the deployment. So the questions I'm asking when I'm talking to vendors now are, how are you integrating with my warehouse? How can I use my own LLM on top of your technology? And how do you work with the other players in my stack? Because I've seen a lot of issues with just having little silos, and then creating that correct workflow is either extremely expensive, or extremely manual, which ends up being extremely expensive.
That is an outstanding takeaway. And I think we'll wrap from there. So, Chris, thanks for joining and taking the few moments to share the use case. It sounds like you're having a lot of great impact. I'm interested to see how this continues to grow inside of Census.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Bill. Appreciate it.
You bet.